I've been trying to duplicate nature's work in the test tube. It just can't be done.
Identical twins. Zee-whoop-dee-a-pa.
Lobster salad with artichoke hearts, royal Danish chicken, sweet curry sauce, double espresso, mousse. Menu 4. Yam chips with avocado dip, Siberian bear ham, Chinese dried mosquitoes, hedgehog stew, English sausage. Salted sardines surrounded by papaya leaves, swallow's nest of fruit, toes of buffalo prepared in honey. Menu 7, chef's salad with honey mustard sauce, soup of the day, dragon shrimps, spicy pigeons of spinach. Mexican omelet with olives, sushi platter deluxe, vegetarian raviolis, fresh organic turnips, olive oil.
discovery of evidence that life may exist elsewhere raises the most profound own question. Why does life exist? Is it if enough elements lie together for each in a more form some, or may some can replicate itself known until the evolving that can scratch his head? Or is it an all-powerful God set in motion, an unfathomable process in order to give warmth and meaning to a universe that would otherwise be cold and meaningless? The rock from Mars does not answer such questions. It does, however, make them feel all the more compelling. Contrary to popular belief, speculation that we are not alone in the universe is as old as philosophy itself. The essential steps in the reasoning were based on the atomic theory of the ancient Greek philosopher Democritus. First, the laws of nature are universal. Second, there is nothing special or privileged about Earth. Finally, if something is possible, nature tends to make it happen. Philosophy is one thing, filling in the physical details is another. Although astronomers increasingly suspect that bio-friendly planets may be abundant in the universe, the chemical steps leading to life remain largely mysterious.
Thank you. light, but there is sound, not air, but filth from his 100 cells. The cells pulse. This is now the basis of his being, the flow. He is in his own blood.
A newborn Earthling, full grown, ready for a place in society.